This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, Jerry Landry was the minister in Pittsburgh where my sister attended church years ago, and I got to know Jerry a little. And Jerry tells the story of getting the call from his mom one day in Iowa and saying, "Jerry, your dad just died. Jerry, I want you to do the funeral. I want you to preach the funeral." And so Jerry had to do what a lot of ministers I know have done. I spoke at my dad's funeral, but I didn't conduct the service. I spoke at my mom's funeral, but I didn't do the service. And I know one minister friend of mine who had to do both parents at the same time. They were killed in an accident. And I can't imagine what he had to go through to preach his parents' funeral, but he did. He did. So Jerry Landry went to Iowa, flew to Iowa to be with his family, and he said he was so busy catching the tears of other people that he didn't have time to weep himself, which is an interesting observation. I was so busy catching the tears of other people, I didn't have time to weep. It wasn't until he was flying back to Pittsburgh from Iowa that he was on a plane. He was in a 3-seat row. He was in the middle, a businessman on either side with their Wall Street journals and their laptops, when he started weeping uncontrollably. And he said the irony was, and he wasn't complaining or criticizing the people, nobody said a word on either side of it. Nobody said, "Can I give you a Kleenex? Can I get you a drink of water?" They ignored it. Do you know why that is? People don't know what to do when they're around grief. People don't know what to do when they're around grief. We're going to talk about Jesus being around grief today. And you know what the Bible says? His heart went out to the person, a widow, who lost her only means of support, her son. When you were a widow back in biblical times and you had no family, you were destitute. There was no Medicare, Medicaid, there was no SSI, there was none of the things that we have available today. So she literally, when she lost her son, her only son, she became destitute. And that's the scene we see. It's the only gospel that records this story is Luke. Luke 7, beginning exactly where I left off last week, verse 11. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, N-A-I-N. And his disciples and a large crowd went along with him. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother. And she was a widow. That says it all. The only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her. His heart went out to her, and he said, "Don't cry." That's the worst thing to say to somebody who's grieving, unless you're Jesus. Remember that. It's the worst thing you can say to somebody who's grieving over a death. Say, "Don't cry," unless you're Jesus. Then he went up and he touched the coffin, and those carrying it stood still. He said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." Get up. The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. They were all filled with awe. A better word is fear. People were afraid. I would be too. So would you if you saw that happen. And they praised God. "A great prophet has appeared among us," they said. "God has come to help his people." This news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country. Chuck Swindoll writes this about tears. "When words fail, tears flow. Tears have a language all their own, a tongue that needs no interpreter."
We'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.